Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Cottrell, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Cottrell as described in the reports above. Per the report of 7/31/22, pertains to the current subject event of 12/11/20. Pretty is now a 53-year-old male who reports he was injured on that date when he stepped on a rock. Pretty, as a result, he injured his left ankle but did not go to the emergency room, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including reconstructive surgery, in February 2021. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in July 2021. Pretty denies any new treatment or injuries since he evaluated here. Pretty paragraph, I was already in receipt of much of the documentation you have currently supplied. Period. Amongst that which was not previously available include left ankle x-rays that were done on 12/11/20 and showed soft tissue swelling but no fracture. Period. We were already in receipt of the notes from Dr. DiRenaro's treatment as well. Period. On /6/21, he did undergo an MRI of the left ankle and surgery on /2/18/21, both of which were already in my possession. Pending paragraph, records show he was attended to by EMS personnel on 3/11/21. Bid reported that on Sunday he received a COVID-19 vaccination shot, and since then has not felt like himself and is experiencing flu-like symptoms. Period, while ambulating, he began to have exertional shortness of breath and then also began to cough. Period, as a result of this, his chest began to feel tight and he was concerned about a reaction to the vaccine. Period. He was taken to the emergency room, but we do not have any of their records. Period. As noted previously on 3/17/21, he was seen by Dr. Seretis, S-E-R-E-T-I-S. Period. Venous Doppler ultrasound of the left lower extremity on 3/29/21 was normal. Period. On 3/29/21, he also had a CT angiogram of the chest, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He also saw a pulmonologist named Dr. Kanowitz, K-A-H-N-O-W-I-T-Z. 7/7/22. Period. That is a new report. Period. He reviewed his symptoms with respect to the COVID-19 injection. Period. He wrote, Mr. Cottrell sustained an acute pulmonary embolus after prolonged immobilization following orthopedic surgery. This is a well-known sequence of events. Notice is taken of his COVID vaccine. Although Johnson & Johnson vaccines occasionally can produce clotting problems, he doubted this was the case here, and as much as no thrombocytopenia had been seen. He did not think that there was any contribution to the pulmonary embolus formation from his COVID vaccine. Period, his symptoms are entirely believable. Period, there appears to be evidence of restriction of function as he describes his pattern of activities. Even though he continues to work as a truck driver, period, he did not believe Mr. Cottrell was at maximum medical improvement. Period. He did undergo an echocardiogram on 12/27/22. period. We can insert those results as marked on the second page. Pretty also had a CT angiogram of the chest on 1/16/23 at the referral of Dr. Kanowitz. Those impressions will also be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left ankle, as noted in my prior report. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral normal. Special gait maneuvers normal. He was able to do 5 consecutive independent heel lifts on the left without difficulty. Period. He did not show any signs of respiratory distress. Period. Impressions on 12/11/20. Jeffrey Cottrell injured his left ankle as marked in my prior report. Period. Additional documentation shows he was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolus. Period. He also had a cardiac workup. Period. In terms of the subject injury, he has not had any more treatment or diagnostic testing. Period. He has been able to continue working for the insured, but no longer does deliveries. Period. He occasionally exercises by walking and likes to go to the beach and fish. Period. These all reflect a high level of functionality in terms of the injury on 12/11/20. Period. New paragraph, my impressions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted here as marked in my prior report. That is the end.